Hello and welcome to Queer as Fiction.
Deep into the sex zone.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh God. Okay.
Are we all good, ladies?
Wow.
Queer AF.
Shout out to Joanna Burns for making that dope intro you just heard. All right.
Here's the show.
Hello.
Fucking daddy voice.
Oh, Mark.
Why? Oh my god.
Okay, Ashley and I drank for this podcast, so we're going to be...
And Amanda did it. We're going to be annoying.
Yeah, we're going to be so annoying.
Can I tell you and the audience about how my favorite experience ever was being at Klexicon with Amanda? Because... I think you had left already when we walked through the floor of the Klexicon thing.
I don't know where you're going with this.
Was, Amanda's wearing the necklace that she bought there, and it was pure joy to watch Amanda walk through aisles of fandom. And everyone, it was amazing, though, because fans were stopping Amanda and being like, oh my god, you're so amazing. And Amanda was like, oh my god, that poster is amazing.
Aww.
It was so endearing.
That's sweet.
I just wanted to share that with you guys. We were at Klexicon.
Aww.
I just wanted to brag that
we just wanted to say we were at Klexicon, and Amanda has a lot of fans.
I feel like podcasts are about...
Amanda did have so many fans.
No, you did have a lot of fans at Klexicon.
Also, it should be known that Kirsten was the one who shot our...
God, can we not tell people that? Because I re-watched
the camera.
Talking about Janelle Monáe.
Oh, God.
Is it weird to be sexually attracted to my shoes?
We're never going to get through this. We're not even going to read a story today.
This is what people want to listen to, just us hanging out.
Oh, well, they're getting it.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. Hello, and welcome to Queer as Fiction. This is your Zaddy Amanda, and to my left, I have my...
I'm not sure if I'm to your left.
I know,
this
I'm
is
like,
Co-Zaddy Ashley. And to my left is...
Oh, and I'm your step-zaddy, Kirsten.
Ew, you got like such a zaddy look when you did that.
I did, like, or Amanda did?
You did. You like just sat up like a bro-y. You're a step-zaddy. All of you are ear-impregnated right now.
I'm your step-zaddy. I'm going to take you for some ice cream. Well,
go get some ice cream while me and your mom fuck.
Take you for some ice cream and have a long conversation about the relationship between your mother and I. Anyway, that took us an hour and a half to get through.
Hold on, let me move this table so you don't lean against it. Okay.
Are you tipsy right now?
Yeah.
Neurotic. Tipsy
I'm
neurotic.
Neurotic.
That's your podcast.
I guess, yeah, my brand is like tipsy and making sure the sound and everything is
okay. Wait.
Let me just move
you
this.
You don't have a stand-up special one day called Tipsy and Neurotic.
Oh, that'll be the title of my memoir, Tipsy and Neurotic.
All right. Well, I guess we can do the segment, What's Kirsten Drinking?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot is the answer. So Kirsten is drinking a glass of rosé. A third glass of rosé in particular. No brand notable.
Not yet.
But sponsor us.
Yeah, if you want to be my sponsored drink, please email us at girlshiptv@gmail.com.
Yeah. I feel like I'm very quickly going to get to the stage where I'm just hungover in this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I know, yeah.
Okay, Amanda, keep it in check because you have the peanut gallery over here.
Let's kick things off. Okay, so last time on Queer as Fiction, we asked you to tweet at us, #QueerAFWrites, so that we could write some of our own fan fiction. Well, some fan fiction that you guys requested.
Yeah, so you guys requested, you tweeted at us a lot of good ideas. What we're going to do right now, live on the episode.
Let's read through some of them.
We're going to read through some of our favorites that people tweeted.
Pick them?
Yeah, and then we'll pick and assign different ones.
Man.
And then we were going to take a little break and we'll...
write them.
We'll write them.
Write them.
Man, I hope.
Then we'll read our normal erotic... There's a big plan for this episode.
It's fine. We'll get to it, Kirsten.
Kirsten loves planning. Let's start reading some.
Okay.
Here's one. This is from Frida Wang. She says, pairing, Hayley Kiyoko / her mystery blonde girl from NYC concert. Topic, fake relationship, arrow, real feelings. I love that category of fanfic. Mm-hmm. Also, do you guys know who the mystery blonde girl from the NYC?
I don't
NYC?
Know who that is.
Yeah, I don't think we're
deep enough in the Kiyoko fan boards.
Mm. Wait, okay. Brandy Hillier Sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, but Brandy suggested a Buffy Faith pairing, which I'm a huge fan of. Mm. So might have to come back to that.
Leash Quiche.
Leisha Haley?
No, it says Leash Quiche.
Oh.
Suggested the first and second place winners of a mud run.
Oh, for dirt.
Just anyone?
Or yeah, it just says anyone.
I have one that I love from Love Alexis. Petra and JR Petramos are planning their wedding and go through some obstacles on the way. Everyone knows. Is this because I tweet constantly?
You also, you're getting
about
a lot. Another Golden Kate K said, setting in the 1920s with Petra and JR from Jane the Virgin. I'm craving some Petra and JR fan fiction.
Listen, I have been looking for it on Tumblr and I haven't found satisfying versions of it. Okay, Amanda, here's one for you. I, Sammy, said, Kate Blanchett and Gal Gadot, crime-fighting stakeout.
Ooh.
I feel like that is just your actual dreams.
Would that just be sex in a car? It feels like it would just be sex in a car.
Nah, you gotta make it good.
Okay.
How much are we gonna write? Like a paragraph?
I think, yeah, so what we're gonna do, I think we've read, you know, obviously we'll keep doing this if you guys keep tweeting at us. So we're gonna write just like a short paragraph for each. And I think, do you guys feel ready to pick who you want to...
Yeah, I think I have
I think I know what I'm going to do. Honestly, I'm going to go with Buffy and Faith. A couple people tweeted that at us. And, God,
what's
I just...
What's your topic?
I'll go with... I don't... So should I go with the heist setting that someone
made?
Oh,
I like that.
I can go with Buffy and Faith on a heist. Amanda, what do you want to do?
Yeah, I'm torn because somebody tweeted at me Hayley Kiyoko and Dominique Provost-Chakley from Wynonna Earp, which I really like.
Those are your bays.
But the idea of Kate Blanchett and Gal Gadot.
Oh, yeah.
They're both tops. Oh, what are
I
we
think
gonna
you
do?
Should do, yes, do that.
Yeah.
Because Hayley Kiyoko would be the top.
They have to be
Hayley
topping each
Dom.
Other.
Yeah, I want them to top each other.
Are you drunk? Did you see the inside drinking?
I want. She said it so earnestly. I want them to top each other.
Yeah, that was not breaking a sweat.
Oh, God.
Okay, you guys, which Petramos should I do?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask if we're a top or a bottom. I was okay, like, so I knew we were going to get there eventually in this podcast.
I don't actually know what I am.
So, in summary, I choose... we'll save Haley and Dom for another time, but I choose... Gal Gadot and Cate Blanchett.
Yes.
And a stakeout.
Nice.
Okay, should I do Petramos getting ready for their wedding or Petramos in the 1920s? I don't know what the situation is.
You love a good period piece, though. You told me.
I do, but I'm trying to think of, like, flapper-wise what I would do. Maybe she's, like, busting her for a
Rosario,
not drinking.
Rosario Dawson would be for sure dressed up like a cop. Like a,
yeah,
in a suit.
So.
Ooh, yeah, like a fucking
but also
detective
their wedding
or something.
Is like, I don't. I like fluffy fanfic. Not
okay, so
much.
Do the wedding then.
Yeah.
Okay,
do
I'll
the
do
wedding.
That.
I think I might just do Buffy and Faith patrolling rather than on a heist.
What?
Vampires.
Wow. Oh, that's right. Ashley has seen Buffy.
So everyone tweet at Ashley to watch Buffy. Okay.
All right. So we have our stories. We're going to take a quick 30 minutes and write a scene based on the couples that you gave us, and then we'll be back.
Why do you have such a sexy voice when you
I
do
know,
it?
It's like fucking late night radio station. Okay.
Okay.
Bye. Okay.
And we're back. All right, so we did not take the full 30. We took more like 15?
Yeah, we...
5-minute fic.
We were either going all in or just doing quick 5-minute fan fiction.
Or half in. I don't think we can call it 5-minute fic, just because how much I wrote is, like, not something you could write in 5 minutes.
All right, let's hear yours, Amanda.
Okay. All right. Ashley is beaming with joy.
I'm happy, and I also don't want to read mine because I feel like I can do much
better.
It,
like, feels like a class assignment where you're like, I didn't have enough time.
Yeah.
But,
come closer.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, here we go. So mine is called Stakeout with Cate Blanchett and Gal Gadot. Okay. Kate took out a cigarette and lit it. This is a non-smoking building, Gal Gadot growled, knowing that Kate would never put it out. She didn't mind the cigarette when lit. It was the smell that lingered on Kate's clothes after that made her less attractive. Well, not that much less attractive. "It's abandoned, darling," Kate quipped back at Gal as she squared up the telephoto lens towards the building across the street. This was her first stakeout with Gal, but she wasn't afraid of her. Just because Wonder Woman was the most successful DC...
I love that she's her in this.
I love it. Just because Wonder Woman was the most successful DCEU film to date, whatever, she was in Thor Ragnarok. "Is it set up right?" Gal asked, picking up binoculars. "We have to get this mob boss. The city of Chicago is depending on us. Two very successful actresses."
I love how self-aware.
"To catch him." Kate rolled her eyes. "It's set up correctly." Gal quickly walked over and stood behind her, getting close to see the frame, but catching a whiff of Kate's blonde hair. "Is that Pantene?"
Mine's not funny. Mine isn't funny either.
No, trust me. Mine is... it's fine.
Kate looks to the side a little, very aware of the beautiful woman close to her ear. "Yes, I like it," Gal said quietly. She stepped away, her heart racing. Gal had never felt like this about another woman before. Well, except for Isla Fisher, but never about another woman. Well, except for Kate McKinnon. Gal walked to a nearby table to cool off when Kate took the camera and turned it on Gal. Kate snapped a few pictures and chuckled. "Has anyone ever told you you could be a model?" "Well, I was Miss Israel of 2004, Gal blushed.
Yours is so good and funny.
So good.
She quickly remembered her mission and stared Kate down. "Erase those. The police chief will be pissed."
I wish you could do the Gal voice.
Police chief will be pissed if he sees that.
Hey, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
Whoa. Turning myself on.
"Erase those. The police chief will be pissed if he sees inappropriate work pictures." "I think they are very appropriate," Kate smiles. Gal's smile slowly disappears. "Come on, put it down." She walks over to Kate, who continues to take pictures, laughing. Gal pushes the camera down. It slips from Kate's hand. The two look down in terror and then up at each other. Gal pulls Kate's face in quickly to kiss her passionately. They kick the broken camera aside as Kate lays Gal down onto the ground, undressing her stiff button up slowly.
Are they outside? I thought they were in their car.
Are they in the building?
They're in the building? Where? Tomato farmers.
And then they fuck. The end. You're welcome.
Okay, that was great and way more self-aware than mine. What mine's gonna be?
The police chief. What's the line? I want to see if I can do my Gal Gadot.
Erase those. The police chief will be pissed if he sees inappropriate work pictures.
Erase those. The police chief will be pissed if he sees those inappropriate work pictures.
Ooh, actually, not bad.
I'm pretty good at accents.
Yeah. I can read mine. It's way too serious. Okay. So I wrote about Buffy and Faith, and I wrote about them on just a patrol. They were patrolling. Okay. "It was a slow night in Sunnydale. When I say slow, of course, that's relatively speaking. In any other town, a 17-year-old wouldn't be sitting in a graveyard at 1 a.m. waiting to stake a vampire with her friend. Though I wouldn't quite call Faith my friend. There was tension between us. Tension to be the best slayer, to be better, to be stronger. Mm. At least that's what I told myself. That it was mere competitive tension. I refused to believe it was more than that. Faith sat on the ground, leaning against a tombstone, twirling her stake in her hands. The humid summer air hung around us, causing her white tank top to cling against her skin."
Ooh. Oh boy.
"Fuck, she looked good. Faith looked at me, noticing my stare. See something you like? She teased. You wish, I spat back, my face flushed. Faith smirked, and I tried to ignore how my skin started tingling looking at her. Come on, Summers, there's no vamps around. Live a little, she said. She stood up and walked towards me, coming closer, still twirling her stake in her hands. Don't you ever want to be bad? Just a little? She was talking about the night at the club, of course. The one where we danced, electricity pulsing between us, the night we almost kissed.
Is that canon?
That happened.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, mixing some canon in there.
They
That's
didn't really
great.
Almost kiss, though. I mean, they were just really close to each
Amanda,
other.
Amanda, it's fan fiction.
Oh, well, no, I'm just like it happened, but except for that part.
They, like, dance at the club.
So that part's canon.
But, like, there's also, like, you know, things
I've never
going
seen
on.
Buffy, so now I'm getting an idea.
Maybe, I said. And with that, she took her stake and traced it from my collarbone to my belly button. I knew the only thing we would be hunting tonight was each other.
I thought you say was pussy.
Yeah, I was waiting for the pussy, too.
It would have been better if it was hunting pussy.
Wow.
I don't want
want to read mine.
No, you gotta have to.
I have to. Fine. I was too invested. I wish I would have picked something that I wasn't as invested in.
I'm invested in Buffy and Faith.
As a diehard Petramos fan.
Yeah, I love Petramos.
You gotta do it.
Here's the thing. I feel like I could write A+ fanfic. Anyway, mine's called Happily Never After? And it's...
that's a good title.
It's about the Petramos wedding. From Petra's perspective. I was mortified, terrified. I'd conquered everything, but this was my biggest fear. Being vulnerable, letting someone else in, getting married. I mean, of course I love JR, but I was scared. What if JR betrayed me again? What if she lied? Or worse, what if she left? And of course she was gonna leave. What was I thinking? This was all wrong. I had to leave. I needed air. Everything is a blur as I take off my veil and run outside the church. I can't. I won't. It's not my fault. I just have cold feet. A voice calls from next to me. It's JR, standing there in an ivory silk jumpsuit, hugging her strong but slender build.
Bitch, you leaving?
Yeah. You leaving me in this fucking silk jumpsuit?
I just picture her smoking.
Oh, God.
And she's like, let's see. Maybe. What are you doing out here? You trying to not marry me, too? I would never, I respond coyly. Oh, I realize that's two Petra responses. Okay, it's fine.
Yeah.
We wrote it in 10 minutes.
Yes. Yeah. I would never, I respond coyly, taking a step towards her. And just like that, everything comes back to me. The longing, the desire, of course I want to be with her. You want to get out of here? This doesn't feel like us. She wraps her arm around my waist. Fuck yeah. The people, the priest, the party, it's just so...
Was the fuck yeah written in, or did
no,
you
I wrote that. Oh, okay. I'm responding to my own fan fiction because I'm that big of a fan of Petramos. No, okay. Do you want to get out of here? The people, the priest, the party, it's just so... Jane, we both respond without a beat. Yeah, it's so Jane. This isn't us. Get in the canon. I have a ride. JR points to a Mustang sitting next to us. You knew this was going to happen, didn't you? I say... Maybe, she says. And with that, we jump into the Stang and ride off into the sunset. Fuck weddings. All I need is JR.
Oh my god. I loved that.
Why didn't they fuck?
Because it's a wedding. I didn't have enough time.
That was honestly... So I kind of want to watch Jane the Virgin now.
Oh, it's so good.
God, yeah. We all did good.
Thank you for this.
We're amazing.
We are? I mean, I reacted to my own terrible fan fiction.
I would read those.
I saw the gifts in my mind. It's so bright in here.
I know, I don't like the lighting.
We have to read.
Are you hungover right now?
We've already gone through the cycle of being drunk and now we're hungover.
Because I went through mass anxiety from having to write a fanfic. Anyway, if you guys enjoy that at all or were able to decipher whatever the hell we said and want more.
Yeah, tweet at us at...
What's our hashtag?
Hashtag Queer AF Rights.
Queer AF Rights.
Yeah.
So make sure you give us a pairing, a setting, and is that it? Just a pairing and a setting? Or a theme? Like, some people gave us, like, they hate each other, but then they become friends.
Yeah, you guys got really creative with it, so just
keep doing you.
Keep on doing it.
I'm not that tipsy anymore, and I'm bummed. My anxiety got another... to my... Maybe I'll have another beer while
I'm gonna
record this.
Can we pause? And then we'll really finish.
And we're recording.
We're back.
All right. Now to the real story by the published authors.
Hey, we've all been published in our own right.
I haven't.
Did you write on BuzzFeed ever?
No.
Oh. This is awkward. Mainly Kirsten's been bubbled.
No. Okay, also you've got to stop moving your feet. I can hear it every time.
Kirsten's tipsy and taking control.
That's a fanfic if I ever heard one.
Oh my god, please don't write fanfic about all three of us.
Oh god, someone's gonna do it. But don't.
But tag us if you do.
Don't do it, but like...
But what's the pairing?
But we would probably read it.
We're recording
a podcast. It should be super meta, and we're like recording a podcast, and we all get too drunk.
Anyway, all right. So the story today is called "Make Them Shine." Mm. What do we think that's about?
Someone who gets Rihanna's new Fenty highlighter.
They shine bright like a diamond.
They definitely get the new Fenty highlighter, and it like makes her see her friend in a whole new way.
I'm going to echo off of that and just say, I know it's not about Rihanna, but, like, I would love it if it was.
We're casting Rihanna in this one.
Yeah. I'm going to guess, just because it's lesbians, that there's somebody who feels like they haven't been seen, and now she's going to make her lover shine.
Oh.
That's my guess.
Okay,
that's cute.
Okay, I guess. All right, here we go. I sense a trail of sparks wending through the crowd, and right up near to me, in the shape of this lanky genderqueer, now standing just within the peripheral vision. My peripheral vision. I've seen them before, exchanged some clever banter, noticed walk and hands, and now in this dim light, I notice the crowding in their back pocket. At least two, maybe three hankies as I try to figure out what complex signal code I'm seeing. I realize they are watching me. I fight the impulse to look away. Sometimes shy just won't serve. They turn to the left, throwing a better light on the pocket, and look back at me. I confirm that the lightest one is indeed mint green. Even in femme-friendly Portland, a mama hanky is rarely seen.
Okay.
What's a hanky?
Oh, okay.
Hanky code?
Yeah, so this is like...
Before, when they put like a hanky on their...
I think it's like to signal that you are open or into something.
I didn't think that was still a thing.
I remember hearing about
if it was still a thing anywhere, it would be Portland.
True. Because the dream of the 90s
so she
is
alive
in Portland.
Hanky?
So I'm not sure what the mint hanky means.
They might explain it to us.
Yeah. Let's find out.
Let's find out. Even in femme-friendly Portland, a mama hanky is rarely seen. So whatever mama hanky is. And my teeth and cunt both clench down.
What?
For a moment of anticipation.
I'm Googling a mama hanky.
I pictured a vagina with teeth in it.
Like the movie Teeth? I agree. I agree. Look out for that vagina. It doesn't say
that. Is that what it says?
You're talking about the movie Teeth. All right, back to the story. Here we go. Distracted as I am, it takes a moment for the other two to register. A black polished stained length. I can hear you guys talking.
We're Googling. And she searched Mama Hanky. She's getting all this like nice grandma embroidery. And I was like, look up queer too. I figured hanky code is a traditional form of signaling others what your sexual preferences and interests are. I still don't know what the mint hanky means, but we can now find out.
We might find out later if we just wait.
You have patient. Like Tweedledee and Tweedledum on the podcast today.
For sure. All right. Distracted as I am, it takes a moment for the other two to register. A black polished stained length of cotton rag and a vintage men's handkerchief with brat stitched in the corner in crooked black script. I've hit the lotto of good karma payoff, and I don't even try to hide my grin. Practically made to order.
I feel like my hanky would say a lot of work.
Yours would say, what is it? Anxious and...
Tipsy?
Anxious tipsy and tipsy. Anxious.
What would your handkerchief say?
My hanky would say handkerchiefs have a lot of bacteria on them.
Germaphobe, this is disgusting.
Don't blow. It would say don't blow.
Mine would say no shoes, no shirt, no...
No,
pussy. No, Amanda's would say, looking for the perfect person to watch do my favorite television shows.
Me and myself would watch.
Looking to date myself.
That's something we established earlier that we all, except Ashley, you said you wouldn't date yourself.
No, I would hate myself.
I said I would definitely fuck myself. And Amanda was like full on ready to like be in a committed relationship with herself.
Well, she was like, me and myself could watch all my favorite TV shows together.
Go on trips.
Yeah, I forgot. Go on.
Yeah,
I
guess the problem with me and myself would be like the top-bottom problem.
But you're verse.
But you're verse.
So you,
yeah, but like...
Yourself would just be the opposite.
Hopefully. If we're both in the mood for one, then we're fucked and we're both stubborn, so...
See, anyway. This is why I don't have this problem.
Back to the story, guys. I know enough about them to know that my brain, the wordsmithing twist of language in my mouth, and the sharp edge of my wit are all equally as compelling as the rich flesh I inhabit. That's a good way to be like, I'm awesome. But make no mistake, the flesh does compel. It is a mountain of fullness I carry. Soft covering, firm covering, and iron will. And the tenderness to apply it. I'm not simply curvy, I'm fat. Dove's breasts, summer thick peach, rolling hills, high moon fullness, white-capped waves, lush as cream on your upper lip, fat. Shameless. This boy wants it. Wants it all. Wants to grab hold of, be restrained by, be denied, be granted, sink deep into this flesh, burly and sensitive and carrying a scent of my own pheromones.
Wow, this person is multidimensional. Boy, B-O-I? Honestly.
I'm casting this person knows.
B-O-I.
That's what I literally B-O-I. Said. Is it? Oh, I said, is it B-O-I? And you said, no, it's B-O-I.
It's B-O-Y.
Oh, okay, wait. So who are we casting? Is the person... The person is a plus-size person who is into a genderqueer person, right? Who should we cast? Who's that? Maybe, what's her name? Tessa...
Tess Holliday? She's really cute.
Tess Holliday or Ashley Graham?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God,
Ashley Graham is a
fucking Ashley Graham.
Babe. Honestly, both of them are babes.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, so who are we picking?
Oh, my God, I'm into either.
Tess Holliday.
Okay.
So Tess Holliday is the protagonist, and she's looking... Who's the genderqueer?
Genderqueer...
Person.
Not Ruby Rose.
Can we think of someone that identifies as, like, a...
Genderqueer?
Like, they, them?
No. Celebrity? I have no idea. Are there any celebrities that do?
I'm sure there are.
There aren't that many they, them celebrities.
Yeah.
What about Samira Wiley? She's not genderqueer, but I feel like she's kind of andro.
Yeah, she's
andro. Okay, so
Tess Holliday and Samira Wiley, I'm into that.
Yeah, I like that.
Cool. So who's the one with the hanky? That's Samira Wiley.
Yeah.
And Tess Holliday is like, I'm into this.
Yeah. Anyway. Wants to grab hold of, be restrained by, be denied, be granted, sink deep into this flesh, burly and sensitive and carrying a scent of my own pheromones, welling up in my sweat where it beads between my breasts, to lay a finger, tongue, cock... Just there. So she's bisexual. Or pansexual.
Woo-hoo! Representation.
To push in and nestle and rub and claim for a moment their strength and softness. The boy is gazing at me, and it's all in their eyes. A dark heat, a trembling, shiny lust. I know well this primal craving for a sacred initiation, untrampled by all that is thrust upon us in this civilized world. Mm. Civilized is in quotes.
Thrust should be in quotes.
Heyo! In this civilized world, as we strive to survive childhood, how old are they?
Oh my God! Please don't let it be another Dracula situation where she's like 16.
No, no.
Everyone is 18 in the things that we.
Yeah, need. We're okay, imagining 18. Them all legally.
It's a bone-deep desire for the potent combination of sweet safety and sacred whore.
Ooh.
A loving, terrifying getaway to self.
Wow. Wait, sweet safety and sacred whore?
Yep.
I like sacred whore. That's nice.
Honestly, that's like a good title. Balance. Sweet safety, but sacred
whore.
I want sweet safety in the streets, but sacred whore in the sheets.
Get that merch. Get that merch. I have survived my own mad scramble to become who I am, shed demons rather than parts of my body, and found a deep source of power in loving the flesh that is, rather than the flesh that should be.
Oh, I this love this body positivity.
So body positive.
Yeah, this is great.
I can take all that fury, all that sorrow, all that joy, all that pleasure, pour it on and pound it in, let it roll through me and out and cradle you there. I didn't think that's where that was going.
It's like a Dove commercial. It's just like, be you, girl.
Both of us purified by the flood. The flood sounds like vagina juice.
Is that what it says?
What it says? Oh. This is how our listeners feel because they keep asking, like, can you guys, like, clarify when you're taking a break? And now I understand. Because I was like, it said that.
See, I could just do a different voice while reading and do
yeah, I think you
voice.
Should do that.
This is the problem. Oh my God.
Why did you become a 94-year-old on life support?
I've waited for you.
It's been do your Gal Gadot. Maybe I'll read as Gal Gadot.
This is the promise that my gaze returns, my body offers. This is what the boy seeks. And we make our way through several dances, in and out of energetic, flirtatious conversation, down the dark city streets, up to their room. into privacy and the peace before the storm. Oh, the storm is sex, guys. That was me talking, not the story. The practicality of our discussion is in no way formal, occurring as it does in the midst of the surrender of jackets, scarves, buttons, zippers, personal space. Between... I hate that I just made eye contact.
Personal space, deep eye contact.
It is weird whenever we're reading these and we make eye contact.
It's like, oh no.
Because it suddenly goes from like a podcast to like a very intimate moment. I made eye contact with Amanda when I was reading the Buffy I know exactly what you mean.
But the thing is I feel like we're way closer to each other right now.
Well, because we have to lean in for the mic, so we're like...
It's like...
Just making eye contact.
Dude, trigger warning.
I love it. No, I'm so into it.
I feel like we're like 3 feet from each other's faces right now.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is the longest podcast we've ever done.
Okay. Between kisses that defy time, we move to the bed, laying out ground rules, off limits, and safe words. Consent is important.
Radish.
Zucchini.
I don't remember what mine was.
That's radish was the people from Tomato Bondages.
Yeah.
And I just said another vegetable.
I
think zucchini was mine. You took my safe word. I don't feel safe
it's
anymore.
Not safe anymore, bitch.
Between kisses that defy, we move to the bed, laying out ground rules, off limits, and safe words, and then lose ourselves in the play of tongue and lips and the transfer of power. Sweet boy, brat boy, their mouth full of words, sugared and salty, pushing me to take them down. I have them pinned beneath me, hands wrapped around biceps, feeling muscles tighten and hips jerk against me.
This is getting hot.
It was good. It was just suddenly a good visual.
Yeah. All of a sudden we had hands on biceps being pinned.
And you can see Tess Holliday and Samira Wiley.
It's
just very visual.
I'm flushing because I'm tipsy.
Sure. Yeah.
I just looked over and you were red and then you're like, I'm just blushing because...
I'm covering my bases.
Okay.
Now we know that Kirsten's into biceps.
I have them pinned beneath me, hands wrapped around biceps, feeling muscles tighten and hips jerk against me uncontrollably. I can feel the hard length of cock pressed against the press against me through denim and black satin. The combination of textures and slickness making every moment rich torment. Every movement rich torment. Their fingers are tangled in my fishnets, pulling... That sounds very Tess Holliday, right? Fishnets?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Their fingers are tangled in my fishnets, pulling, testing, trying to creep farther up my thighs in something approaching subtlety. The crook of my eyebrows disabuses them of any such success and sends a mingled look of glee and frustration chasing across their face as they move hands away and flat against the bed as previously instructed. I pull away, leaving them aching and widespread on the bed, and gaze down long and deep until a flush begins to spread across their cheeks. They'd like to look away, but that would be a mistake, and they sense it and freeze. I stand up, straighten my clothes, walk across the room and to the easy chair in the corner, and seat myself, taking my time. They've turned their head to maintain the line of sight, but otherwise remain still. Fast learner, after all. I look down at my boots, scuffed and dusty, look back at them, and give them the command, "Show me your skills, boy." They scramble to their feet and begin to gather supplies, then kneel in front of me, quickly arranging bottles and cans in an orderly fashion around them, everything in its place.
Are they going to shoot a BB gun or?
No, they're gonna polish some shoes.
I'm confused.
Reaching out to pick up my right foot with a practiced move developed on many a Saturday leather bar night, and then stopping midair, they look at me and ask permission. Mama, may I polish your boots for you?
Oh, my.
Is that what mint means?
I think it means submissive.
Oh, so not just a shoe polish.
Jesus. For those who love a good shoe polishing.
I wasn't judging. Everybody's into their own things. Okay. Thank God.
With my nod, they lift my foot up onto their thigh and begin working with quiet certainty. There's plenty to do. These boots reach up high with laces running through hooks from ankle to knee.
Okay, can we recap? They're having sex And but
kind of, they're just fooling around.
But with like the kink is like shoe polishing.
The kink is just being submissive.
I think it's, yeah, it's like a power thing, yeah, which I learned.
Polish my shoes, mama.
Yeah,
I heard you say, which I like. And I was like, no, I'm sitting way too close to you.
Wow, what do you have against people who are into that thing?
Nothing. No, I just watched Professor
Marston. Shoe polish.
So weird. Kirsten huffs it. This is a good 2 pages of shoe polish.
Really? Maybe mint does mean shoe polish. Honestly, for anyone listening, if this is your kink and we are like so ignorant about it, we apologize. These are like things that we're just like, you know, reading and reacting to.
All right, we're gonna skip. We're gonna skip 2 pages of shoe polishing.
It's 2 pages of. Isn't this a 5-page story and 2 pages of shoe polishing?
We're gonna skip. Yeah, we're gonna skip that.
Okay, let's go to the.
Tell us, Zaddy.
What's happening?
If you get one drop of that oil on me, it's game over. Oh, you better not move. I straighten up, look down, see that their arms are stretched as wide as possible, and feel a wicked smile forming on my face. Ooh. I begin to run my hands over my breasts, stroking and cradling them, pitching my nipples, and rocking just a bit. Their face is a study of lust and vexation, and I chuckle to myself as I slip my hands into my bra and then remove it entirely. I lean over, pressing myself against their chest, and slide one hand down under my leather mini and inside my panties. They can feel my fingers slipping over and over and around my clit, and they arch just a little, trying to move against me, entice me. I simply gaze down at their face while I get closer and closer to coming. Why do you think coming was spelled C-U-M?
It is C-U-M.
They keep using C-O-M.
This is not porn.
As I simply gaze down at their face while I get closer and closer to coming. Yeah.
To a theater near you.
Feeling trembling beneath me, wanting, left wanting, and I come. Again, C-O-M-E. Small.
That's distracting.
Yeah. And I come to my window.
I'll be home soon. Sorry, that was obviously not the story.
Small guttural sounds escaping as I bite down on their shoulder. I raise up onto my knees and slowly finally open their jeans, release their cock, and reach for a condom. Okay.
Safe sex.
Safe sex. Consent is important, so is safe sex. They are shaking, working so hard not to grab me, and I take pity and forego. Why? We keep reading a lot of S&M stuff. I feel like the last 3 things we've done have been S&M.
Think all of them are just S&M.
It's a lot of, yeah. It's a lot of that.
Oh, have all 3 come from this book?
No. We've done 3 different books so far. Or 2 different books, sorry.
Yeah, but the last 2 came from these. I think this book is entirely Tomato Bondage and Luscious and Wild were both from this book. This book must be entirely S&M. We tease back and forth, moving with and against each other, establishing and breaking rhythms until I begin to bear down hard and circle, using my hips to pin them and grind. Their breath comes shorter, legs quivering beneath me, and as I lean down and devour their face with kisses, they come, C-O-M-E, buried deep inside my cunt.
That muck hunt.
Muck hunt. Why did you say it like
why
that?
Why did you sudden turn into like
muck hunt?
I brace myself on my forearms and keep kissing them, mouth and eyelids and forehead. Oh, that's kind of sweet. Tender and passionate, and lick the salt tears that trickle down their temples.
They're crying? They're
wait,
so
but temples are salt. Over here.
They're
here.
They're
salt tears.
Down. Oh, I guess if they're laying down.
Yeah.
I was like, that goes from that way.
Why are they crying? Have you guys ever kissed someone so good they cried?
No.
Me either, but now it's on my bucket list.
You're just forcefully making out with someone. You're just like stabbing them.
Chopping onions.
I'm just like playing PETA commercials in the background.
I put my mouth close to their ear and whisper again, sweet boy, good boy. You've still got another boot to do.
Whoa. Mm. You still gotta clean that other shoe.
This is mainly about shoe polish.
Yeah. I wonder if the hanky was shoe polish related or dom submission.
Do you guys know anything about hanky code?
I knew a baseline about, because hanky code, I basically knew was used primarily in male gay culture.
From my sorority days, I remember them saying that before, if you were like a DG, you would put your hanky on your like right cheek, and if the other girl put it up on her left cheek, it meant she was a DG too. But like, why would you hide that?
What the fuck is a DG?
Delta Gamma.
Oh, I was gonna say, like,
what? Damn good if you're a DG.
Okay, well, we made it to the end of this episode.
Oh my god, it's been an hour.
This
is gonna be a long one. I hope you guys enjoyed this.
Thank you for listening. If you want to support queer content, please donate to our Patreon. That's patreon.com/girlshiptv. If you want to find me, Zaddy Amanda, on social media, you can find me at Awkward Holland.
If you want to find me, Co-Zaddy Ashley, find me at ITS Ashley Perez, Ashley with no E.
And I'm Kirsten L. King on Instagram and Kirsten King _ on Twitter. Anyways, if you want to hear more of our own 5-minute fan fiction section, please tweet at us at hashtag QueerAFWrites. And like we said, only rule is we won't write fiction about people we know.
Okay. Goodbye.